the cell, the eukaryotic structure and its components. The structure of eukaryotic cell was reviewed through electron micrographs. The three basic components of a eukaryotic cell are the cell membrane, cytoplasm, and nucleus. The cytoplasm is a jelly-like fluid containing about 90% water, in which both living and non-living structures are suspended. Most of the living structures are bounded by one or two membranes and are called organelles. The non-living components are called cytoplasmic inclusion or ergastic substances. Functions of cytoplasm. 1. Site for most chemical reaction. 2. Supports organelles in the cell. 3. Movement or transport of substances in the cell. The cell membrane or plasma membrane. The cell membrane is a thin membrane that surrounds the entire cell and separates it from its internal environment. Characteristics of cell membrane. 1. It is thin. 2. It is flexible. 3. It is partially permeable. The structure of the cell membrane. It consists of protein and lipid. A cell membrane is made up of two lipid layers called a bilayer and a globular protein embedded in the lipid layers. Functions of the cell membrane. It regulates the movement of substances. It protects the cell. It forms a barrier between the cell and its environment. Significance of the selective permeable of plasma membrane. 1. Maintenance of internal environment. 2. Taking in useful substances. 3. Maintenance of useful substances in the cell. 4. To control osmotic balance. 5. To control pH of the cell. 6. It maintains volume of the cell. The cell wall surrounds the cell membrane of plants, fungi, and bacteria. The cell wall is thick and rigid. The rigidity of the cell wall is provided by the possession of structural polysaccharides. The cell wall of plants is made up of cellulose. The cell wall of fungi is made up of chitin. The cell wall of bacteria is made up of peptidoglycan, which is called murine. Cellulose is a carbohydrate. Chitin is also a carbohydrate. Peptidoglycan is a polysaccharide made up of sugars and amino acids. Functions of the cell wall. 1. It protects the cell. 2. It supports and gives shapes to the cell. 3. It allows free movement of materials between the cell and external environment. Differences between cell membrane and cell wall of plants. Cell membrane is flexible. Cell wall of plants is rigid. Cell membrane is partially permeable. Cell wall of plants is fully permeable. Cell membrane is thin. Cell wall of plants is thick. Cell membrane is made up of protein and fat. Cell wall of plants is made up of cellulose. Organelles. An organelle is a membrane-bound structure in the cell that performs a particular function. Importance of organelles to perform specific function in the cell. Some organelles have single membrane, whilst others have double membranes enclosing them. Examples of organelles: nucleus, mitochondrion, vacuole, ribosome, rough endoplasmic reticulum, smooth endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi body, lysosome, triol, chloroplast. Examples of organelles found in all cells: nucleus, mitochondrion, vacuole, ribosome, rough endoplasmic reticulum, smooth endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi body. Examples of organelles in animal cells: nucleus, mitochondrion, vacuole, ribosome, rough endoplasmic reticulum, smooth endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi body, lysosome, centrion. Examples of organelles found in plant cells: nucleus, mitochondrion, vacuole, ribosomes, rough endoplasmic reticulum, smooth endoplasmic reticulum, Golgi body, and chloroplast. Organelles which are found in animal cells only are lysosomes and centrioles. Examples of organelles which are not found in which are not membrane bound are ribosomes only. Examples of organelles which are bounded by double membrane: nucleus, mitochondria, and chloroplast. General importance of membranes to organelles. It provides compartmentalization, which means it separates all chemical activities in the organelle from other chemical reactions in the cytoplasm. the nucleus. It is the largest organelle in the animal plants. It is often centrally embedded in the cytoplasm. It is round or spherical. It is covered by a double layer membrane called the nuclear envelope. The outer membrane of the nuclear envelope may be continuous with rough and endosplasmic reticulum. The nuclear envelope has nuclear pores for movement of materials between the nucleus and the cytoplasm. The fluid in the nucleus is the nucleoplasm. Inside the nucleus are the chromosomes and spherical structures called nucleus. The chromosomes are physical structures which contain the molecule of inheritance called the DNA. Nucleus manufactures the ribosomes. The nucleoplasm also contains enzymes. Examples of enzymes in the nucleus: 1. Polymerase. 2. Helicase. 3. Ligase. Functions of the nucleus: cell division. Controls activities of cell, including protein synthesis. Transmits heredity information. Mitochondrion. It is a sausage-shaped organelle. It is bounded by a double membrane envelope. The outer membrane is smooth. The inner membrane is folded into cristae, which project inside and provide a large internal surface area for chemical reactions. The interior is filled with a fluid called the mitochondrial matrix. The matrix contains DNA, ribosomes, phosphates and granules, and enzymes. Functions of mitochondrion: sites for respiration to release energy. Adaptation of mitochondrion to function: 1. The membranes are selectively permeable in order to separate the chemical reaction occurring within from those occurring outside. 2. Infolding cristae provide a large surface area for enzymes and carrier molecules responsible for tissue respiration. 3. The matrix contains enzymes for respiration. The ribosomes: 1. Are found in nucleus. They are small, dark spherical structures. They are mostly numerous organelles. They are bounded by membranes. They are found either freely suspended in the cytoplasm or bound to the ER. It's made up of two subunits of 60% RNA and 40% protein. In other words, the larger subunit of RNA and the smaller subunit of protein. The protein subunit is the binding site for mRNA during protein synthesis. RNA subunits carries enzymes that catalyzes the formation of peptide bonds in protein synthesis. Also has binding sites for tRNA protein synthesis. Functions of ribosomes: sites for protein synthesis. Protein used within the cell. Ribosomes are found in the cytoplasm, nucleus, mitochondrion, chloroplast. Ribosomes in cytoplasm of prokaryotes and cytoplasm of eukaryotes are similar in composition but differ in size. Ribosomes in cytoplasm of prokaryotes and chloroplast of eukaryotes are similar in composition and size. Endoplasmic reticulum. It's a network of membrane-bound cavities in the cytoplasm. This is highly convoluted and interconnected membrane structure enclosing flat cavities. It may be continuous with the outer membrane of the nuclear envelope. It divides the cytoplasm into compartments. There are two types of types, namely rough and smooth ER. Rough ER has ribosomes studded on its surface. Others have no ribosomes on their surface. A smooth ER is the one with no ribosomes on its surface. Functions of ER: 1. Rough ER is the site for protein synthesis. 2. Rough ER serves as a supporting platform for ribosomes. 3. Transport proteins, lipids, and other materials within the cell. 4. Smooth ER synthesizes lipids used to build cell membrane. 5. Smooth ER neutralizes poisons. 6. It gives mechanical support to the cytoplasm. Golgi body. Golgi body was discovered by an Italian physician called Camillo Golgi, hence its name. It's made up of flattened sacs of membrane with a cluster of vesicles at the edges. The flattened sacs are referred to as the cisternae. Functions of the Golgi body: 1. Production and repair of cell membrane. 2. Secretion and packaging of complex carbohydrates and protein. Bulk: it's a fluid-filled sac. It's surrounded by a single membrane. The fluid contains organic and inorganic substances, food and waste substances. The plant vacuum. In plants, a single large vacuum is found in most cells. The vacuum is the largest organelle in the plant cell. It is filled with a fluid called the cell sap, which is bounded by a membrane called tonopause. Cell sap stores sweats and also provides osmotic properties. Function of the vacuole: it acts as a storage organelle for food and excretory substances. It regulates water content of the cell. It provides turgidity. Lysosomes. They are membrane-bound cavities that are recycled materials. In the cell in most animals. Lysosomes are found in most animal cells but absent in plant cells. It is a small dark spherical structure. It is bounded by a single membrane. It contains digestive enzymes called lysosomes which enable it to perform its function. Functions of lysosome: 1. Enzymes innate digest food materials in the vacuoles, a process referred to as intracellular digestion. 2. Defends the cell against pathogens and other foreign materials. 3. Recycle proteins in the soil. 4. Replacement, maintenance, growth, and repair of tissues. Autophagy is the removal of unwanted materials in the cells by digestive enzymes in the lysosome. Autolysis is self-destruction of a whole cell by digestive enzymes of the cell. Centrioles: these are common in most animals but absent in the cells of higher plants and fungi. Animal cell has two centrioles. They're two associated at right angles of each other. Centrioles are a pair of small rod-like structures situated at right angles to each other near the nuclear envelope. Each member of a pair is made up of 9 triplets of microtubules arranged in a circular form to form a hollow cylinder. Functions of centriole: 1. Formation of spindle fiber during cell division. 2. Formation of cilia and flagella. Chloroplast: 1. Found mainly in the plant cells. It is a disc-shaped. It is bounded by a double membrane. It is filled with a liquid matrix called stomata. Membranes called thylakoids run through the stroma. A stack of thylakoids form granule. Chlorophyll molecules and some enzymes are located on thylakoids. The stroma contains starch grains and enzymes for photosynthesis. The plant cell. It's made up of the Golgi body, the ribosome, the smooth EL, rough EL, cytoplasm, nucleus, nucleolus, vacuole, mitochondrion, chloroplast, cell wall, cell membrane, middle lamina, cell wall of adjacent cell. Middle lamina is a structure which joins the cell walls of two adjacent cells. It is made up of few thin calcium peptide layers of adjacent cells. The plasmodesmata or plasmodesma is a fine cytoplasmic thread that links the cytoplasm of two adjacent cells through a fine pore in the cell wall. Functions of the plasmodesmata: it transports fluid and dissolved substances between cells. Primary cell wall is found in the cell of the primary plant. Secondary cell wall occurs in the part of the plant that has undergone secondary growth. The cell wall in the diagram above is the primary cell wall. The primary cell wall is made up of polysaccharides, which are cellulose, hemicellulose, and pectin. In secondary cell wall of plants, which you would understand after treating secondary growth in plants, the cell wall is made up of cellulose and lignin. The secondary cell wall is formed inner to the primary cell wall during secondary growth. The pits replace plasmodesmata to take care of transport of materials across secondary cell wall.